most people around here, I know they call them crawfish. Mm-hmm. Really, the right pronunciation is crayfish, yeah. I think.
Well, all my teachers already said I'm crayfish. What do you call an animal that likes to eat wool if you store them in a closet or something and you don't protect them? They fly around.
Moth?
Okay. If you've got more than one, you've got two.
Two moths?
Okay. What do you call the bug that has a light that comes out at night?
Firefly.
Okay. Any other words for that?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings, and it hovers around swamps and damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes? Like a hummingbird, but just even smaller.
That's what I was thinking about, a hummingbird. I don't know of any bird.
But it's really an insect.
Oh. It eats
I'm thinking of
insects.
It's a, yeah.
No big.
Yeah.
Very large.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I almost like that.
A snake.
What?
A snake.
Snake feeder?
Yeah, that's it. Is that the most common term here?
Yeah, that's the most common term.
People ever use dragonfly?
I've heard that, yeah, there's some people call them dragonfly. Few, most of them call them snake feeder.
Some people say there are some snakes nearby. Is that just a superstition? Or?
I'd say that's a superstition.
Okay. What kind of stinging insects do you have around here?
We have honeybee, hornet, wasp, yellow jacket, two types of yellow jackets, but I don't know the difference.
The yellow jackets, where do they have their nests?
In the ground, usually. Well, not always. Sometimes they have them in the ground, sometimes they'll build them out here on a limb like a hornet.
Let's see. What do you call a small insect that burrows into your skin and usually raises welts?
It's very small.
Yeah, it likes to get in around here, usually, if your belt's tight or something. Right where the elastic goes around your waist or something. And they're red places, and it's very, very painful. You scratch a lot.
Head on me.
Chigger. Okay. What do you call it? Insects? Some green, some of them brown, and they hop along in the grass during the summer.
Grasshopper.
Okay. Have you ever heard of hopper grass?
Or hopper grass. No.
Ever you? What do you call small fish that are used as bait?
Minnows.
Okay. What do you find stretched across the corners of a room that hadn't been cleaned in a long time? You know, a little insect builds them.
Oh.
It's like string. Cotton candy.
Cobweb.
Okay. What do you call the part of a tree underneath the ground?
Trunk.
How about further down?
Roots.
Okay. What kind of trees do you have around here? Could you just give me the names of some?
You mean just grow out in the forest?
Yeah.
Well, we have a maple, sugar tree, several types of oak. We have the white oak, the red oak, the water oak, chicory trees, poplar. That's the most common kind of trees we have, that is, for lumber.
Mm-hmm.
Make lumber out of it.